The 9 Turkish activists killed have been flown home and buried. The Mavi Marmara, the aid ship on which they were travelling, hoping to get to Gaza, has been transported back to Turkey. The physical reminders of the Israeli military operation in the early hours of May the 31st have left Israel. What remains is the commission to find out what went wrong. Israel insists the activists on board were hostile and their military had no choice but to open fire. The activists disagree. First up Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
He's going to say, the buck stops here, I'm the leader, I accept responsibility, but I had nothing to do with it. I was in America, I wasn't informed, I was told about it late.
Few political experts expect any politician to fall on his sword for this operation. More likely, they say, the blame of lack of communication could rest at the door of the Israeli Navy.
I think they will find that the crux of the problem was the centrality of the head of the Navy and his lack of willingness to share the glory with other elements.
An Israeli military investigation, while praising the commandos involved, has found fault with decisions made.
In this inquiry, we found that there were some professional mistakes regarding both the intelligence and the decision-making process and some of the operational mistakes.
Israel's commission, headed up by retired High Court Judge Jacob Turkel, includes two international observers, an unprecedented move by Israel to try and show transparency.
I recognize the significance of the decision to include an international element, and I understand the constitutional and political niceties that surround that.
That international presence was not enough to preempt an international commission. The United Nations starts its panel of inquiry on Tuesday with a representative from both Israel and Turkey, ensuring that the deadly events of May the 31st will stay in the public eye for months to come. Paula Hancock, CNN, Jerusalem.